Why does this individual never create energy? Why is he still playing around with facsimiles? Well, he believes he has to have all of his energy from an outside source. He believes he himself cannot create energy, that he has to have it from elsewhere. So this is just a nice route by which you show him, you change his consideration with this set of mock-ups up to a point where he says, why, heck, I can make that energy. I'm making that generator, and I'm creating that sun, and so forth. Anyhow, the steps of doing this, the pattern which will go along with it, is the easiest thing in the world. You simply have him mock up generators. Have him mock up a little tiny generator to give him energy enough to flick his eyelid. You see? And have him mock up something else. You could straight generators, or have him mock up food supplies, which would supply him with energy in order to flick his eyelid. Anything you want to do, you see, and then mock up enough to blow him up in the air, finally. You know, power plants and motors and so on. Just have him go on mocking up things to give him energy. He will mock them up more or less on a gradient scale, so you could say the auditing command would be, mock up something that will give you energy in order to act. And you just mock up something else to give you energy, and mock up something else that will furnish you with energy. And you just keep saying this, and he'll all of a sudden fall wise to the fact that he's mocking it all up. You just run it until he does. And at that moment, he will no longer be confounded by all these facsimiles. This is one of the basic problems he has. One of the basic problems he has, anyhow, is that he has set up a problem saying that he himself can't furnish energy to it. Somebody else has to. And that's one of his basic problems. So remedy of problems actually will sometimes turn up that computation. You simply, how many problems could you be to yourself? You finally say, well, I have to have something else mark up all the energy I'm using. And that'll be one of the most basic problems he has. If R112 does not bring about the condition of full release of his ideas and attitudes concerning this, if it doesn't bring about an alteration of consideration so he knows he can mock up energy for his own use, why, you know then you have run into problems. So we would just start back on the basis of how many problems could you be to yourself, or we'd go back to this remedy of pattiness back here. We would simply step back to R111. See, how many problems could you be to yourself in having this? Or how many problems can you be in having this? Well, how many problems could he be in doing this? How many problems could he be in being this? Be, have, and do, remember, are the component parts which are opposite space, energy, and mass. See, space, be, do, energy, have, mass. And also time. Have is time. You don't have any time problems until you have havingness problems. All right, unless it's the problem of not having any time at all. By the way, that's quite a problem. Being a complete space without even a visible anchor point, which is, say, this universe. So R112 auditing command is simply mock up something which will furnish you energy. Mock up something else which will furnish you energy. Mock up something else which will furnish you energy. Mock up something else which will furnish you energy. Mock up something else which will furnish you energy. Mock up something else which will furnish you energy. Just on and on and on until he finally falls wise to the fact that he is creating all the energy that's being used by him anyhow. And that is the total step. Now, R112 is, of course, a mock-up process. You see that as a mock-up process. Therefore, it has some limitation in itself. Actually, process would chase somebody around the universe, such as a grand tour, can be senior to a straight mock-up process. The only reason he is using facsimile, of course, he's afraid to look directly, so he makes a facsimile of something and then looks at the facsimile. Well, that's silly, too. He looked, he had to see the object he was making a facsimile of, didn't he? In order to make a facsimile of, he had to see the object he was making a facsimile of, copy it, then pretend he hadn't seen the object and look at the facsimile. That's Diaz. And he'll get a guy in trouble every time.